guy.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. That's right, live Sunday radio, and tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And you can call in with your thoughts to the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on anything, because that's what Free Talk Live does. You get to talk about anything you want. You get to take control of the show. And really, anybody can call in. I mean, and the rules are very, very minimal as far as, like, maybe there's only four words possibly that you can't say. I mean, this is, you know, as uncensored as you can get on the national airwaves, and, you know, it's just a great thing. So, again, 855-450-3733 if you want to call in and, again, talk about whatever you want. Or we do have our own stories. And this week, we're going to open up with really this is kind of a conspiratorial, I think.
I saw this article, and I gave it to you because I got scared.
Yeah.
Like, I saw it, I got scared. I said, Brian, look at this.
Yeah. So, and of course, you know, I mean, the reason to send it to me is this is somewhat of a tech issue, or, you know, well, anyway, let's just read right on into it, and then, you know, people can make their own judgments on the matter. And this is coming from CBS News. And it's Cicada 3301, a code-breaking scavenger hunt has the internet mystified. Is there a secret society attempting to recruit the best code breakers in the world, using clues that spans across the globe and internet? That's what some people believe the case is with the elusive Cicada 3301 online puzzle, which, if history repeats itself, will make a return within days. Tech Nalagi, a teenager from the San Francisco Bay Area who asked not to be identified by his real name, says he was sitting in a high school robotics lab in 2012 with his friends when the photo first appeared on an image message board known as 4chan. Now, 4chan is...
He was looking at porn while he was at, in
right.
class?
4chan isn't porn. 4chan is just a forum full of trolls.
It's a really talk about uncensored. 4chan is, I mean, it's just loaded with anything that you possibly can't even think up. There's plenty of nudity there, plenty of wild stuff.
They've got a joke called Pedo Bear where they make fun of this child raping bear. If that just gives you some kind of idea of what their more tame jokes are.
Yeah.
Pretty much every internet meme starts on 4chan.
Yeah, it's actually, interestingly enough, it's really it's kind of the forerunner to any future cultural changes that happen on the internet.
Which says nothing good about our culture.
No, right.
Nothing good.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you want to know what's coming next, just be afraid, very afraid, when you look at 4chan.
These kids are sick.
Yeah. Anyway, it was posted on the Paranormal Activity thread or something like that. Tech told CBS News over the phone. A bunch of people said, "Wow, that's creepy," and didn't say anything else. And pretty much what this is, the article is a little confusing on what exactly. It doesn't give a whole lot of examples of what was being shared around. But there is this group, Cicada 3301, and they shared around this picture of a cicada. And then there were like coordinates underneath it, you know, latitude, longitude, all that stuff. And so, you know, essentially you would, there was that, but then there's more. I'll read a little bit more here.
It sounds like what they're looking for is, somebody who can break codes and is a journalist by nature. Journalists are very inquisitive people. They hear a problem and they want an answer.
Well, they did attract a journalist, but they couldn't break the code. They just wrote an article about it.
Right, right. And then they ended up doing something where one of the puzzles that they essentially laid out ended up on Reddit, and then Reddit had more puzzles to get figured out. According to online reports, posters were found at some of the locations around the world, including Paris, Warsaw, Seoul, and Miami. Each poster had an image of a cicada and a QR code that, when scanned, revealed a message. So, I mean, this is one of the more interesting points of this, is that, I mean, just look at that. Paris, Warsaw, Seoul, you know, Miami. I mean, that's Korea, the U.S., France, Poland, I mean,
it sounds like a big company is trying to recruit, doesn't it?
Very coordinated effort going on. So anyway, I can skip ahead a little bit. One of the final pieces of the 2013 puzzle is an email that was reportedly sent to those who passed the test, these various tests that were going around. There hasn't been much activity since that time, and much of the community following Cicada 3301 anxiously waits for January 4th, 2014 to arrive when a new clue might be posted online. Now, as yet, that I know of, and you can call in if you have found out about this. I'd be very interested to hear about it. But that new bit of info has yet to surface. At least no one's been able to find it yet. Now, maybe that's the trick. Maybe, on January 4th, even though something wasn't seen, that doesn't mean that it wasn't put out there, just no one's found it yet. Maybe they didn't use 4chan this time around, I don't know. Tech has some theories of what the group's endgame may be, which he says was revealed to him when he found himself in a chat room of sorts with people claiming to be the organizers of the Cicada 3301 puzzle.
Okay.
It seems like their end goal would be to have some kind of free and open cryptography and anonymity software released to the public, but that's just a small facet of what they're trying to do. I don't think anybody actually knows what they're going to do from there, he said. So, again, people are speculating this is the NSA doing a recruitment process or the CIA or some kind of group. And it's important to point out that this kind of trick has been tried before. Google tried to do this, or they didn't try, they succeeded. They did this years ago where, like in subways in New York City and other major metros, they put up like these banners that would have a math problem on them. And a person who would recognize the math problem would, be like, oh, wow, that's weird. Why is this math problem here? And they would write it down.
Or they wouldn't. And this is not only do you have to be able to do the problem,
right,
but you have to be interested in doing the problem.
Right.
So, I find myself not terribly interested in the world. That's why I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator. I am not a journalist. I just comment on the things that sort of pass before me.
Sure.
So I may or may not, even if I could do the math problem, and I don't know what the math problem looked like, but I may not do it simply because it's like, why would somebody put a math problem? Never mind, I've got things to do. So it's another self-selection process, is that you have to be inquisitive.
Right, you're definitely betting on a personality when you do things in that way as well, not just necessarily a level of intelligence. And so, so this has been tried, where these companies do that, and that's how they found, because with the Google attempt, they ended up, this was a hiring process where they were figuring out who could, figure this and who actually had, like you said, Mark, who had the interest to do it. And at the end of the game, you'd end up at an interview, mm-hmm, essentially. And, whether or not, I don't know how many people actually got hired because of this trick.
It's a neat trick, though.
Yeah, no, it's
still
clever.
Still talking about it.
Yeah, it's really clever. Another interesting possibility, and it's one of the possibilities they lay out in this article, is that it could be just part of a game. Part of what they call AR games, which is augmented reality, which those are becoming popular.
They have this thing called geocaching where people put little trinkets and toys and maybe, mm-hmm, some silver or something like that hidden at a map coordinate, and you have to go find it. And this is sort of a way to get people hiking.
It's a treasure hunt.
Yeah, it's a treasure hunt.
Yeah, it's a treasure hunt. Now, I mean, personally, I find that kind of game really annoying. There's some popular ones out there. Like, this is the kind of game that you play with your partner, and you say, it's like, oh yeah, no, look on the fridge, now look in your favorite place, or like, as in, wait a minute, what's my favorite place, to find the Valentine's Day gift or something, which I think is just it's so cliche now that anybody that pulls this stuff is really, I find it absolutely ridiculous. It's like you're clearly trying to follow cultural memes to somehow show some sort of emotion. But anyway, besides that, there are...
But geocaching isn't that. You're talking about a romantic treasure hunt.
Yeah, but it's the same principle, same idea. And geocaching is a little more clever. There's a game...
No, well, it's something to do while you hike. I mean,
sure,
people just don't like trees that much.
Sure, but there's another version. There's, speaking of probably the most popular AR game, would be Ingress, which is also made by Google, oddly enough. And so, again, those that make you think that, hey, the only company that actually does stuff like this and that has the kind of scale to where they could put it in Paris and Warsaw and Seoul and everywhere, could that be Google? Well, the Ingress game, and we'll talk about it, when we come back, maybe that has some clues as to what this is all about.
Hmm.
But your thoughts, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition, And you can call in 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And we're talking right now, we're talking about this kind of odd conspiracy, Cicada 3301, that's going around. Maybe
everybody knows Brian loves a good conspiracy.
I do love a good one, and I'm going to be talking a little bit more about this in a minute. But, Mark?
Yeah, you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of coffee. There we're giving away BuzzBox coffee, 1 pound. You got to pay for shipping. And this coffee is superlative in many ways. Not only can you get a free pound of it, but it's organic, it's shade grown, it's 1% Arabica grade, and the farmers who create this coffee are compensated in a fashion that is that breaks the generational chains of poverty. And I think that that's it's interesting. Go check out the videos and read the information there at coffee.freetalklive.com. We're trying to fund at least 100 microloans for these farmers so that more people can get in, I guess, for more future farms, so more people can have better lives and grow this BuzzBox coffee. It's a fascinating idea for a business plan, and I'm all on board. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Fantastic. You know, who knows, maybe in some of those parts of the world, Cicada 3301 might be pulling a stunt. Who knows? But anyway... Yeah, so I was talking about, just before the break, I was mentioning that Google has a game, an augmented reality game called Ingress, which I played, and essentially, it's a game built into your GPS sensor, where you imagine that, you know, via your smartphone or tablet, that there is, this element called XP. That's like emanating, and it was put here by aliens, and you have to collect it. And so you go around, you know, all
it's
over the
like
place.
Kind of like uranium or something.
Sure, yeah. And you go all over the place. I mean, I'm being very, you know, very basic in the explanation. But you go around everywhere, literally anywhere, and like at post offices, there will be like a portal where all this stuff is like emanating from, and you need to set up a collector of a kind to collect it.
What is a collector?
A collector.
What does it look like?
Well, it doesn't look like much because it's all...
It's GPS-based, so you stand there?
Yeah, you're looking at your smartphone, and you're imagining that there's kind of a collector there, and like the phone is showing you one of these things.
I see, okay.
But it's you know, obviously it's really not there. So, you know, this is the idea, and some people think that this Cicada 3301 might be part of that. I mean, the interesting thing with Ingress is that there's people, some woman actually, to find one of these portals, she like flew up to, I think she flew up past Yellowknife in the Northwest Territory in Canada.
Sounds pretty far north.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, she literally got in a plane, paid to get in a plane, got in a plane, flew up there, to set up this portal so she could, because there's two factions in it. There's like the Resistance and the Enlightened.
Enlightened?
Yeah. I
suspect the Enlightened aren't actually Enlightened. The Resistance are the good guys.
Well, that's depends how you look at that, but anyway.
You think somebody voted for Darth Vader?
Voted for him?
Rooted for him?
I think some people would. Anyway. but I mean, I played the game for a little while, and I actually was on the Enlightened team.
There you go.
But anyway,
that's what I figured. Mr. Triple Black himself.
That's right. Has nothing to do with the fact that I'm Jewish. But anyway, sorry. So this game, but what you find out actually is the reason that this game even exists. It's like because you don't have to pay to play. There's, you know, you can't even like buy things. There's no money involved in playing this game. So what's the big deal? Why is Google pushing it so much?
Did you turn XP in for something?
No, what it actually is because it'll set up these portals in random places, or sometimes it's random, sometimes it's not. Mm. It's just to improve their mapping system.
It's GPS mapping?
Yeah, it's just to make it so that you have to go run off into, like, the woods somewhere to set up a portal, and then Google can, you know, record that GPS data, and you see exactly where you are, where it's
from.
Wow,
do you ever feel like a little monkey or a lemming?
Exactly. So that's the whole point, is just to give you better, to improve Google's mapping system, and they created this, you know, kind of ingenious game to do that.
Yeah, we don't have any data about Antarctica. Why don't you set up a portal there?
Yeah, right. So, I mean, is Cicada 3301 the same thing?
There's like 130-something national outposts on Antarctica, and I wouldn't doubt for a second that Google has very good mapping of Antarctica.
Yeah, maybe that's true.
Yeah, you can get a good look at McMurdo anytime. But but anyway, you know, so is Cicada 3301 doing, is it just an AR game where they're doing kind of the same thing? I can't really see that. As far as the symbology that some people are talking about, because they do use symbols, I mean, the cicada kind of looks like a butterfly. Now, admittedly, some people would say that that's representative of Project Monarch.
Oh, no. Put on your tinfoil hats.
Yeah, put on your tinfoil hats, folks.
Well, so. It looks a lot like the Silence of the Lambs, too. That was a moth.
Right.
That was
like
part
that.
Of the conspiracy,
which would all fall under, like, the same symbology.
Okay.
So explain that symbology for people who don't know what that is.
Well, Project Monarch or Operation Monarch, whatever you want to call it, is, a lot of these things all have different names and they all kind of overlap each other. A lot of it falls under the idea of MK Ultra, which was a confirmed existent, as far as what it did is up to debate, but a confirmed existent program that the CIA was, you know, involved in, where they were trying to create sleeper agents. They were trying to, you know, to create, you know, they were attempting, you know, mind control techniques, trying to perfect that. They were competing with the KGB in developing all of these abilities and technologies. It gets into the realm of the very, very weird, because it turns into where, you know, saying that they were creating, agents that were sex slaves. I mean, you know, and that a lot of people, you know, feel an appeal to that. It goes really far out. And so some people are feeling, not that it's directly mentioned in this article, but that the Cicada 3301, go ahead.
A lot of people just can't stand secrets. It just drives them bananas. If somebody's trying to keep a secret, it makes them crazy. So,
yeah.
Anything that's secret is upsetting, and, this is clearly secret. It's intended to make you wonder.
Yeah, and so, you know, people are asking around. And again, a lot of the stuff with Cicada 3301, now I don't see, other than, you know, the cicada, I don't necessarily see where there's any kind of, any MK Ultra symbolism, which, you know, there is a body of work that you can look at where it looks like, okay, this is Monarch programming symbolism. That's not really here, but definitely a lot of the stuff that was required to figure out the puzzles was based on coding, you know, was based on, so is this geared towards hackers? Yeah, certainly it is. So I don't think it's an AR game. That doesn't make any sense for it to be, I mean, with nothing at the end, especially they talked to one guy who said he got to the end, and the whole point was that they're trying to create some kind of cryptographic system, you know, a new software. So I don't see it as an AR game myself. I don't see it as, I mean, maybe it's NSA.
Is there something to worry about here, from what you can tell?
From what I can tell, no. There's
okay.
Nothing, I mean, like, in fact, you would think if they were looking for, you know, if there were certain like malcontent or malicious platitudes that they were looking for, there would be something that would kind of show that, and there just isn't. It all seems pretty banal, other than that it's, you know, complex math problems in some degrees. I don't see anything really to worry about. This is probably just a company looking for the best and the brightest that they can get, and so not a concern for me. But anyway, if you have concerns about this, please feel free to call in 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night edition, where you can call in to the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. So, Stephanie, you're going to the Passport to Freedom event. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, and it sounds like it's going to be kind of cool. What do you expect to have happen this? By the way, this is a January 23rd through the 25th this month, so you're leaving in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, this is going to be coming up really soon, so I encourage you, you know, if you've been thinking about it, make your plans now so you can still get in. I'm going to be speaking at the Passport to Freedom conference about how to use Bitcoin to live and work anywhere in the world and also to protect your wealth. So I think that'll be a really interesting talk for people who are maybe somewhat familiar with Bitcoin but don't really know how they can use it to do those things, which is really to get global freedom. And there are other speakers. We got Peter Schiff. We got Jeff Berwick. And there's other people speaking. You can see the full list at by going to the event page at passport.freetalklive.com. And all of these speakers are going to be talking about things like offshore banking, second passports, And actually, I think you don't need offshore banking if you use Bitcoin, but we'll find out about that too.
You'll be there to tell them about that.
Right, yeah. And so you can see all the topics there if you go to passport.freetalklive.com. I'm really excited about it. Some of this stuff has been things that I've been wanting to research personally, so that was one reason I wanted to go to the conference. And it's going to be a small one, so if you go, you know, you can probably expect to spend some one-on-one time with some of the speakers if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are big movers in the Liberty movement, and people do want to get, you know, Jeff Berwick, Peter Schiff, and Andrew Henderson alone, so they can, or, you know, at least a minute or two to talk to them, ask specific questions, and this is an opportunity to do that. But I think that the people at this event are really going to be interested in Bitcoin, and I don't think too many of them know a whole bunch. Jeff Berwick obviously knows quite a bit, but
Vitalik Buterin is going to be there from Bitcoin Magazine too.
Absolutely, he knows a lot.
Ernie Hancock is going to be there, but I mean, he's, you know, he likes Bitcoin and stuff, but maybe he isn't super, the technical aspects may not be his thing, so I'll be going over some of that.
Yeah, so I'm really glad that Bitcoin's going to be well represented at this event. I'm interested to see how that's going to go.
It's a trend. I mean, it's happening. So if you want to get global freedom, check out passport.freetalklive.com, and it always helps us out if you are going to get tickets if you go through Free Talk Live's link.
Absolutely. So, we were talking about Cicada 3301. A lot of people were looking for, hoping for something to show up of this kind of what some are feel is a global conspiracy. But, you know, really, what I think might be a global conspiracy that nobody knows about is the difference between personal welfare and corporate welfare. Mark, I think you brought in a story about this.
Yeah, this is really kind of interesting because there's almost a fetish on the right about welfare.
I agree.
I absolutely agree with folks on the right when they talk about what they talk about with welfare. I understand, you know, I concur that, you know, it gives bad incentives, it disempowers people, and all many of the things that they say that are sort of the positive thing. But what often you'll find are people that get upset that, well, that person's not working and I'm working my butt off. Why am I working? They're not working. You know,
right.
That kind of comparison thing. And that's kind of the seen and the unseen. And I want to, you know, I want to make sure that people understand what you're seeing and what you're not seeing.
Right.
So this is a comparison by thinkbynumbers.org about the $59 billion spent in traditional social welfare programs and the $92 billion spent in corporate subsidies. So there's 50% more money spent in corporate welfare than there is in social welfare. So everything you've got to say about whomever it is that might be doing whatever they might be doing, you know, with when it comes to welfare, you know, cutting out their drug use and blah, 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 blah. Let's not forget that there's more money being given to companies and corporations as subsidies.
Yeah, well, I mean, consider the incredible irony here that most people who complain about, you know, like the personal welfare, you know, that you're talking about that the right, quote unquote, often complains about, you know, they're saying, well, that person should get a job when probably the job that other person's working at is actually getting more welfare than the person they're complaining about who doesn't have a job.
So the job is subsidized into being? Is that
So I wonder, you know, I mean, how many people who are like complaining about all the poor, they need to get their butts out and get a job, how many of them are actually subsisting,
you know,
inadvertently off of welfare?
That's a great point, Brian, but I don't think a lot of those people care. I think they literally fetishize work because, for whatever reason, they were made to work really hard, so they want everybody else to work really hard or something like that. Well, or it's almost a religious thing for them. It's like a Puritanism where working hard is a moral good, or just working at all is a moral good.
I'm on that that plank. I believe that work is a good thing for an individual. They get out, you get some blood moving, you sleep. If you sleep late, your brain gets all cockeyed from depression, and you know, then alcoholism comes into play, and you know, I really believe
you sleep late. The next thing you know, you're hitting the sauce.
I believe absolutely.
And it's all over.
Absolutely, I'm 100% of that opinion, and I do think that people are better off if people work. So you know, if that's the fetishizing, the problem with welfare for me is that poverty is painful. and should be painful. Poverty should be more painful than getting out and getting a job. When poverty is less painful than getting out and getting a job, then you're going to have the social safety net is going to become a hammock. That's the problem.
You know, as far as these welfare programs go, and I mean, I've said this before in the past, you know, they're not my number one concern. The one welfare program where
they're not my number one concern either.
Yeah. The one welfare program I have a real, real problem with, and where I might sound kind of like a righty when most people, you know, I think they consider me to be more of a liberal type.
I know that's painful for you, Brian.
Yeah. Is, you know, the idea of WIC. The idea that you are bringing in a child.
No, you don't sound like a righty. You sound like a child hater. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm a child lover because, well, I don't want to have one, but I'm a child lover in the fact that I don't want a kid to come into this world when those parents are straight up admitting
that they can't buy food.
That they can't, yeah, exactly. That they can't afford food for this child. That they have to get a handout for that. I have a hard time. I am an incredibly empathetic guy, but I have a very, very hard time using sympathetic language for people that accept WIC. It doesn't make any sense. You know, now, if
but
they want to.
That's mostly where, you know, that's mostly what you see when you're talking about welfare programs. This is this help for temporary help from others, right?
No, generally I think of food stamps in HEAP. I think HEAP's another one where they're paying the heating bill. Very popular in the Northeast. Mm. That's generally what I think of when I think of ones that I'm really not that.
They should just buy
them
a bus ticket to Florida.
See, I thought the heating bills were done privately because I've gotten stuff that says donate to pay someone else.
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
But there is HEAP, which essentially that works with EVT, and you know, I mean, they don't pay a lot. They pay like maybe $50, you know, generally. But I mean, that all varies, and you know, what matters to most people is the morality behind it all.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not really concerned about that, but boy, when it comes down to WIC, but let me just say this. I don't feel bad for any corporations when they're needing, you know, a handout, essentially. In fact, I'd rather almost have, I don't know, maybe I'd rather have WIC going out than that.
There is also the abuse in the WIC system. Like, I remember I had I don't know what to call her, but I knew somebody who had basically two kids, and she didn't need WIC, but she was getting WIC because she could, and she was using it to buy like organic vegetables, and then she was saying, well, we stick it to the system that way.
And, interesting.
You know, I was like, you know, she had an argument for it, and her partner supported that too, but I just wouldn't be comfortable with that.
Yeah, I wonder about that, because, okay, I can understand the argument of, well, at least the money's not going to fund war. But I mean,
taken out of the war coffers.
No.
And even if it were, it's a drop in the bucket. You know?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't think it matters whether or not one accepts the money in the form of, you know, some kind of help or grant. You know, it's going to be spent elsewhere, or they're already so in debt. I feel like it's a drop in the swimming pool.
Yeah, collecting food stamps isn't going to put an end to the war machine by any long shot, and that's really what I'm interested in happening.
You're farming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and Respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You can call in 855-450-3733, and we are talking about one of the most notorious things to discuss, really, in radio anywhere, let alone liberty-minded radio. We are talking about welfare, but not just, you know, welfare, you know, maybe you're thinking kind of street welfare, but we're talking
social welfare is what they're referring to it as.
Yeah, social welfare, but corporate welfare as well. And tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. Yeah, I want to talk about the Free State Project.
Yeah, the Free State Project. Now, we are all here, all three of us, because of the Free State Project. And it's something, you know, if you are looking to get more liberty in your lifetime, and I mean, pay close attention to that phrase. If you are looking to get more liberty in your lifetime, not 100 years from now, in your lifetime, you want to go to freestateproject.org. It's the Free State Project. It is an organization designed to gather 20,000 liberty-loving people into one geographic area, to essentially limit, with the goal of limiting government to only being able to protect, you know, property, freedom, life.
Now, they're going to have an event called the Liberty Forum coming up here in the very near future, too. It's February the 20th through the 23rd at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. And there's going to be lots of speakers there. And I think it's a great opportunity for people to check out the Free State Project.
And you get to experience the weather, which, you know, in the winter.
Isn't that bad. I mean, no, I actually love living in the New Hampshire in the winter.
Yeah, it's not that bad. And, you know, this is, I don't mean this to sound condescending or anything, but I really, I always always get very, very annoyed when people complain. It's like, well, it's cold in New Hampshire. It's like, oh, yeah, because liberty is something that, you know, can be changed with the weather, or that it's something that, you know, like the weather should somehow affect because, you know, well, we're not going to have liberty in Antarctica because, you know, it's just too darn cold.
I love how you always comment on the people who are willing to, like, have a violent revolution, but they don't want to move somewhere cold.
Right? Yeah, if they come for my guns, oh, man, it's game over, but I will not move where it's cold.
I'll shoot them feds dead in Georgia, but...
at least my cold dead fingers won't be that cold. It'll be nice and toasty.
Colder dead hands. But anyway,
if
you want...
When your cold dead fingers are cold in New Hampshire, they're cold.
That's right.
They're frozen.
Yeah. Yeah, so check out the Liberty Forum at the Crown Nashua. Believe me, it's not cold inside the Crown Nashua, and that's always
the Crown Plaza.
The Crown Plaza in Nashua.
Yeah.
You can find all the information at nhlibertyforum.com.
Fantastic. So anyway, let's go ahead and get right to the phones, and we have Robert in Vermont. Robert, are you with us?
Hey, I'd rather fight off the cold any day than try to fight off any heat.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, I lived in Florida for a few years, and there was one day, I tell the story all the time, there was one day where I was in a Lincoln Town Car, and they had, you know, they have the thermometer inside of them, and it said the outside temperature was 113 degrees. And I was like, oh, going back to New York, see you later. I'd had enough. So I agree with you, Robert, but what's on your mind?
Hey, Brian, I have to totally, totally agree with you what you were talking about with Rick here. You know,
okay.
So this is going to really sound kind of cruel, but I'm gonna cut the head off right on the snake and say that, you know, if you're not stable, you should be bringing children into this world.
Yeah.
You know, it's because there's just too many people that are out there, 17, 18, and it takes two, okay? And they're not planning the future for this child. They're just thinking that, wow, you know, I'm gonna create life. And what a wonderful person I am. Well, you're not a wonderful person if you're not, you know, supplying the needs for that child.
Right, you know, and then there's people who will say, oh, well, but the government is here, don't worry, and they're going to provide WIC and take care of it. And if you're not, I mean, even that is a fallacy in thought, because that's saying that you don't want the responsibility for the child.
Well, that's not what a social safety net would be for, right? Like, the social safety net would be for somebody who actually believed they could take care of the child for one moment in an honest fashion.
Right.
And then... failed to do that. That's what a safety net is. You don't walk a tightrope with the intention of falling off. You don't jump off the platform into the net.
Yeah, right. This isn't part of the show. You're not supposed to fall off into the net.
Well, just to play devil's advocate here, what would you say to the people who are like, yes, obviously it's a bad situation to be bringing a child into the world if you know you can't take care of it. However, some of these women are in this situation and they need help now, right? Like, forget prevention for them.
Well,
need help.
The answer is twofold for me. Go ahead, Robert.
I said, have they ever heard of a condom?
Yeah, right. That's actually part of the twofold thing I was going to say.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but that's not the situation.
I agree
now.
With that. However, people tend to put a lot of the blame on women and not on men when men
that's
are the ones.
Right, but
apparently you don't know how a condom works.
But Robert's putting it, in my opinion, Robert's putting it in the more important place, which is on the man. Okay, because men can look. In fact, it says something about society, the fact that really there's only a couple of viable options for birth control for men, that being vasectomy and a condom. As to where for women, you know, there's practically grocery stores full of options, you know, for how a woman can achieve birth control. And I think that makes a pretty scary statement about how society feels on these things. And I have a problem with that, because I think it is the man's responsibility to either A, have a vasectomy, or B, have a condom. Because A, if he's not concerned about the possibility of pregnancy, he doesn't care about the child. And B, he's not treating sex as serious, perhaps, as he should.
It's actually a disempowering message for men to have them not really have the options to have control over their reproductive freedoms.
Sure. Robert?
Brian, I'd like to take that one step further than that. You know, the reason why that this happened, I use myself as an example, is that, you know, I didn't have anybody, nobody in my family didn't talk to me about sex or anything. You know, I just, you know, went ahead and just, you know, was did what I did. Didn't teach me about the consequences, and then there's responsibility and stuff like that. It's a big commitment.
No, yeah. You're right, Robert. I really appreciate the call. Thank you for your thoughts. Yeah, I agree. So, you know, society in general does not talk enough about sex, and I think he's right. He's getting to the root of the cause. Yes, WIC is a problem. WIC is an admission that you cannot take care of a child, in my opinion. And that's what Robert felt as well. But he's getting right to the root of it, is that there's not even a conversation of how all this is supposed to work. How is sex supposed to work? How is birth supposed to work?
This is a soapbox that I really think is important. I mean, 50% of pregnancies are unplanned.
50, is that all?
Yeah, well, you may say, is that all? But, I mean, that's a shockingly high number.
I'm really kind of surprised that the number wasn't 75. Really?
Wow.
I really.
But what are these people, what do they think is going to happen? You're having heterosexual sex? You don't think somebody's going to get pregnant at some point? I mean,
you know, honestly, most of my life, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I was reasonably successful.
At not getting women pregnant?
Well, women choosing women that would choose not to get pregnant, because frankly...
But they can't choose not... Well, okay, they can choose by not having sex, but like
no,
once they've...
No, they have all kinds of birth control and things like that, birth control pills.
I see. Yeah.
So they're the ones making the decision. You're absolutely right. I was trusting them to make that decision most of the time, because frankly, I didn't like condoms that much. I still don't like condoms that much. Don't have to worry about it with having a wife and a vasectomy, but you know, that's what it was.
Don't forget the pharmaceutical industrial complex is also kind of to blame for this, because there actually are technologies out there. Some of them, I believe, are being tested by private foundations because they can't get pharmaceutical companies to do this stuff, where you can basically do a reversible vasectomy, where basically by like inserting kind of a plug in the
vas deferens. Stopper.
Yeah, it's like a little cork that stops the sperm from getting through, but lets through all the hormones and everything else that comes from the testes. So that technology to me is probably better than a vasectomy because it's less invasive. You know, it's probably less expensive. It's reversible. It's effective. But you know, that has to have a private foundation funding the clinical trials because nobody else will do it. Come on, really? That's such a useful thing for humanity.
Well, it brings up a couple points. One of them being is that I think the government wants you to have children. That's part of the reason WIC is out
there. Well, they do.
They want immigration. I mean, this thing baffles me. Why are they not letting people come? If they want people to have kids that are 18 years worth of, leeching off of us and then finally ready to work, why not let hardworking males from Mexico come in here and make a better life for themselves? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, part of that could come from the fact that when they, you know, when them illegals, please note the sarcasm, come over, I mean, they're not being taxed. You know, and that's what this is all about. This is why they want kids.
They don't need to make them illegal. They could just make them legal.
But then is...
Well, A, they're brown.
Yeah.
B, they haven't been growing up in the government indoctrination centers of the government schools. They don't have access to them when they're young.
So one thing I want to make sure that I'm clear on, because oftentimes it can sound like the liberty movement that we're dissing people who are on social welfare programs. I don't think that that's the case. I think that if, when it comes down to it, the government's giving out free money. They've been stealing money from you your whole life, and if you get some back, that's fine by me. But I think it comes with consequences, and those consequences can wreak havoc on your life.
And strings attached.
Sure. What are your thoughts on the consequences? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.